name of the hill is Vilasgarh. And he's made all arrangements on that hill for the swimming pastimes to take place in an undisturbed fashion. He's had constructed many beautiful swings. Some of them hang between trees, some on huge columns, between huge columns, and some are fixed on the ground, more like a seesaw, which is also considered to be a swing. And of course, there are many pastime places there. The special thing about this Barsana is the place. Barsana means the place where there's always showering. And what is it showering? It's always showering the mercy of Srimati Radharani. This mercy of Srimati Radharani is her most intimate quality. She is so merciful that no other mercy can be put before her mercy. Just the, when she moves along and her dress is moving, sari is moving, it causes a slight breeze, and as that breeze moves along and goes on out into Vaikuntha, and lands, they immediately stop whatever they're doing just to feel that breeze. They feel purified by the breeze from the moving of Srimati Radharani's garments, and more anxious to receive that purification. Krishna, he's also very anxious to receive that breeze, and he wakes anxiously for that breeze to blow on his body. Radharani is so absorbed in Krishna, but there is no other emotion or thought within her being. She's continuously thinking of Krishna. Her very being is meditation on Krishna. At every moment, in sleeping, in waking, in moving here and there, doing different activities, her only continuous thought is Krishna. The name of Krishna and remembrance of Krishna are just going on continuously. This is Srimati Radharani. Her service to Krishna is of such a beautiful emotion that Krishna himself is totally bewildered. He cannot understand, even though he's supposed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot understand the loving sentiments of Srimati Radharani. He's not with, he just cannot understand them. Radharani, she cannot tolerate 1 moment's separation from Krishna. Not 1 moment, not the blinking of the eyes. So she's constantly in a storm. She's constantly in a blissfully disturbed state of mind. Her affection for Krishna is so deep that even sometimes she will be sitting on the lap of Krishna and there will be some indication from one of her friends or in some other way indicating that Krishna is somewhere else. And even though she's sitting on the lap of Krishna, she'll immediately enter into a deep ocean of separation. She will start crying so much that it will appear as a, as if her whole body is melting, simply absorbed in trying to capture Krishna. Even one time, Radha and Krishna were sitting in Premvan, which is surrounding Prem Sarovar, which is not far from Basana, and they were sitting there together, and the Sakis were fanning and playing instruments, offering pan, fruits and things. Madan Mangal was also there. And one big black bee came there and kept flying right up to Krishna's face. Right up onto his face, trying to get the nectar. So Madan Mangal, he started to shoo that big bee away. And eventually he managed to chase the bee away. So the name of that bee is Madhu. And he has the body which is the same color as Krishna. Completely. Every part of his body, his legs, main body, the antennas, everything is the same color as Krishna's body. Nil. So when Madan Mangal chased away the bee, then he said to Krishna, "Oh, Madhu is gone." And when Radharani heard these words, she immediately started to cry and call out for Krishna. And tears started gushing from her eyes, even though she was sitting there right on the lap of Krishna. And when Krishna heard Radharani calling out and crying, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna," then he also thought, "Oh, Radharani is somewhere else." And he started calling out, "Oh Radhe, oh Radhe." And he also started crying. So the Sakis, they were all very surprised by this. And they were crying and crying and crying. Huge amount of nectarine water was gushing from their eyes. And it filled up one kund. A kund is known as Prem Sarovar. So they actually entered so much into that mood, their Prem, that they just manifested as liquid, that Prem Sarovar. So anyone who goes to that Prem Sarovar and is fortunate enough to take the drops on their head or to bathe in that kund, they can also attain a similar type of prema. It's not possible to attain the same degree of prema which Radha has for Krishna, but a similar in the mood. It's a dasi of Srimati Radharani. So it is inconceivable. This is the real meaning of Veda Chinta Veda. That Radha and Krishna are one, eternally. And yet, because Krishna always wants to enjoy pleasure, they have separated eternally. But they are one. At no point can they actually be separated. They are always absorbed in each other. And if there is no Krishna, there is no meaning to Radharani. And if there is no Radha, there is no meaning to Krishna. This was stated by Lalita Sakhi. That what business we have? If there is no Radha or if there is no Krishna, there is only one, then what is the use of our existence? The meaning of Krishna is Radha Krishna. We don't worship Krishna separately. is complete when Radha Krishna. We follow in the footsteps, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, through her maidservants, and their maidservants, who become the servant of a servant of a servant, and try to assist Radharani's service to Krishna. And this allows the living entity to enter into the topmost possible situation for the living entity. The living entity is free, is independent. He has minute independence, which is non-different to Krishna's independence, except in degree. So he has independence. He can not stay with Krishna at all, anywhere in the spiritual world. If he's dumb enough, he can come to this material world and try to imitate Krishna, try to imitate Krishna's activities. For that's all what's going on in this world. Boy and girl are trying to enjoy, trying to be recognized by everyone, trying to enjoy in so many, all imitating Krishna's pastimes. Or the living entity can choose to be the servant of any one of the many expansions of Krishna, many different forms of Narayan, Narayan. But the living entity will not find his full capacity, his full bliss, his full position of enjoying, until he's able to rise to a situation where he becomes Radha Das. In Braja Dham, everyone is Radha Das. The trees, the flowers, the cows, the cowherd boys, the maid servants, the servants, the elderly, those in parental relationship. Ultimately, they're all assisting the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. What would be the meaning of Vrindavan without Radha and Krishna? There would be no meaning. Then it just becomes the material world. If we want Vrindavan without Krishna, without Srimati Radharani, then we want to be the enjoyers. It is essential for every devotee, especially in our Sampradaya, the Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami, that we understand and aspire to the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of service of Srimati Radharani. If we actually want to please Krishna completely, then we actually need to see that who is giving total satisfaction to Krishna? Who is that personality that Krishna is distracted from everything else when he's with him? Who has no interest in all of the millions of gopis and lakshmis and queens of Dwarka? If Srimati Radharani is not there, only by her grace does Krishna consent to reciprocate with anyone else. It is her desire to see all the devotees serving Krishna. It was by her request that Krishna accepts so many different moods of service from so many devotees. Otherwise, he doesn't need. Radharani, by herself, fully satisfies Krishna. Fully satisfies. Krishna is so much absorbed in Srimati Radharani. He's attaining so much pleasure by the service of Srimati Radharani that he's bewildered. And thus he desires to unite with Radharani. When they unite, that form is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, it's a supreme enjoyer. But he cannot understand the taste Radharani is receiving, the bliss Radharani is receiving by serving him. When they were in separation, Krishna had supposedly gone to Mathura and Dwarka. On one occasion, some of the gopis arranged, "Yes, all right, Radharani, we will take you to see Krishna." And Radharani said, "What are you talking about? My Krishna is always here. If Krishna wasn't here, I would not be existing. I don't know who this person is in Mathura. I don't know who this person is in Dwarka or anywhere else. My Krishna is always right here in Vrindavan. He never takes, na gacchate, he never takes one step away. So if you're speaking about some other person who may look similar to Krishna, then I don't know." She never thinks of anyone else. And because she's always absorbed, then Krishna is always present there. That presence takes on different forms. Sometimes the mood of his presence appears so distressful that nobody can understand. That Radharani is burning with such fever that even though her body is constantly covered with chandan by her maidservants, and that she's lying on a bed of stems of lotus flowers, that chandan starts bubbling with heat. The flower, they have to continuously be wiping it off and putting more on, because they can't cool down that fever which Radharani is feeling when Krishna is apparently absent, that mood of separation. And what is that mood of separation? It's an intense feeling of Krishna. Such an absorption in the remembrance of Krishna, but he's present. And yet at the same time, that feeling remains that, oh, where is Krishna? And so it brings out the highest mood of Mahabhava. Which can only ultimately be manifested by Srimati Radharani. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, he wanted to preach to Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, "Oh, don't worry. You may be feeling separation from the Lord, but I will instruct you how you can always remember Krishna." And yet when he saw Srimati Radharani, he became bewildered. What is this? His intelligence could not understand what he could not analyze. He just entered into a deep mood of shock. His intelligence became bewildered. He became stunned because he could not understand the extreme emotion manifested by Srimati Radharani. That here she is, totally absorbed in Krishna to the degree that Krishna is actually present here. Then he realized, oh, I'm just a fool. I'm considered very learned to know so much about Krishna, but actually, now I see, but I do not actually know anything about the essence of Krishna praying. And thus he prayed, I need the dust of this personality. I need the dust of the servants of this personality. I need the dust of the servants of those servants. Some would take a form here in Vrindavan as a creeper. And when the various servants of Radharani move here and there, the Brijabasis, when they move here and there, the dust of their feet will be sprinkled on me. And in due course of time, by the mercy of that dust, I will be able to gain a little bit of Krishna prema. We should understand that Krishna prema does not exist anywhere in Vaikuntha. It doesn't exist in Dwarka, and it doesn't exist in Mathura. Their ability to love Krishna is hampered by their knowledge of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are unable to appreciate Krishna's real personality as the son of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boy, the lover of the gopis, the resident of Vrindavan. He's a Brijabasi. Krishna is a Brijabasi. The people of Braja are his kinspeople, his relations. And like any person, he totally identifies himself with that place, Braja, and with those persons who are his relations and friends. That is Krishna. But as long as we're tied down by knowledge that, oh, Krishna is the supreme controller, supreme creator, then we cannot fully understand Krishna, because Krishna can only be understood by bhakti, not even by transcendental knowledge. Yes, knowledge is used to a certain point, to point the way. But until bhakti, praying, bhakti, manifests, and one actually becomes liquefied and flows to the lotus feet of Krishna, becomes absorbed in the service of Krishna. Not for any other reason except that he is the most sweet, beautiful person. Not for any other desire except I want to satisfy the senses of his personality. I want to satisfy the senses of his personality who Krishna loves. It was the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami and the Goswamis that they brought this mood of loving Krishna to this world, because it wasn't present previously. The pastimes which they revealed through their books. One present. Yes, we find descriptions of Radha and Krishna in some of the Puranas, in some of the Itihasas. But those descriptions are not actually describing the original Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are also present in slightly different forms in different parts of the spiritual world. In different parts of Goloka. But Krishna Prem, that is manifested in Braja. The original Radha and Krishna. And that is what the Goswamis brought. Descriptions of that place. Descriptions of the mood of the love of the Brajabasis, and in particular, the mood of Srimati Radharani. They gave detailed information, which has been further explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and of course, by our Srila Prabhupada. It's inconceivable that such an opportunity to be able to step into the innermost realm of a spiritual world has been given to everyone. Srila Prabhupada moved here and there throughout the planet, opening Radha Krishna temples, encouraging everyone, yes, follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani, for she is the dearmost servant of Krishna. Understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world specifically to taste the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of her love for him, the mood of her separation from him. So Gauranga came and displayed that topmost mood of love for everyone to follow in the footsteps. And the Goswamis came to give clear descriptions of the pastimes, of the place where those pastimes take place. And the mood, particularly Srila Rupa Goswami has described the mood of Vrindavan in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, and further intimate descriptions in his Ujjvala Nilamani. So the opportunity has been given. Srimati Radharani's loving mood and how to become a maidservant of Srimati Radharani has been given at this time. It's a very small window of opportunity. 10,000 years. From the time, or just before the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. 10,000 years out of millions and millions of years. Such a small opportunity. And by the course's grace of the devotees, we're getting that opportunity. We're getting the opportunity to be able to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. the opportunity to become most dear to Krishna, because Radharani is most dear to Krishna. When Radharani cooks, along with her Vishakha, Lalita, Yavasakis, they also cook. Rohini Devi, Mother Yasoda, various other senior ladies. They all cook many preparations. And Krishna tastes those various. When Radharani's preparations come, just by their aroma, everything stops. Krishna becomes absorbed in that aroma and he's only interested to taste those preparations. He forgets the taste of all those other nectarine preparations. Radharani controls Krishna through her cooking. Radharani controls Krishna through her dancing. When Radharani dances, it doesn't matter what all the other gopis are doing. However nicely they're dancing, Krishna becomes totally absorbed. Radharani controls Krishna by the beautiful way she dresses. When Krishna sees Radharani dressed so beautifully, he just becomes intoxicated, like an intoxicated elephant. So what chance do all of the other girls have? They have no chance. But still Radharani is so merciful that she gives chance. She encourages Krishna sometimes, oh, you go with this gopi, you go with that gopi. Which brings great pain of separation, but brings great bliss to her. That she's given the opportunity for others to serve Krishna. Aslisavaparavatampinastumam. Adashnam mamahatam karo tuva. Yatadata va yatata. Lampato. One moment separation. This sloka is describing Radharani's eternal mood exactly. Lord Chaitanya absorbed in that mood. Krishna absorbed in that mood in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Sang this sloka so everybody could understand. The feeling of Radharani. And let she accepts Lampato Vajyadibache. You like to run here and there enjoying with different girls. But he can't. He's not independent. Krishna is not independent. He is controlled by Srimati Radharani. Vrindavaneshwari. This is Srimati Radharani. She's controlling Vrindavan. She's controlling Krishna. So Krishna loves to enjoy here and there, but he can't. Unless Radharani gives her blessings. So as you go and enjoy with this one going. But that brings her intense pain. One moment. A separation. It's like a yuga. One moment. And yet she attains an equal amount of intense bliss knowing that she has given the opportunity for others to serve Krishna. So following in the footsteps of a mood of Srimati Radharani is so high that we can only aspire. We can only desire. It's not actually attainable. But how compassionate the Vaishnava is expected to become who follows in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. Willing to sacrifice even their service to Krishna to engage others in Krishna's service. Of course, that becomes their service. So we see great personalities like Srila Prabhupada leaving Vrindavan for one who has not tasted the nectar of Vrindavan. We cannot conceive what it means to give that up, to travel all over the world, to distribute Radha Krishna Prem, simply to engage everyone else in service, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Krishna took on the mood of Srimati Radharani to distribute Krishna Prem. Srila Prabhupada took on this mood to distribute Krishna Prem. And this is the level the Vaishnava has to come to if he wants to enter into that topmost realm. He has to become Radha Dasi. Not some imitation, sitting day and night trying to be absorbed in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, remembering what they're doing at this time of day, even though we're not qualified. Our mind is still meditating on sex life. But the real mood of Radha Das is to engage everyone in Radha and Krishna's service. Let's try not to be cheap imitators. This world is full of so many cheap imitators, interested, oh, we must always be interested in Madhurya Ras. No, what we have to be interested in is satisfying Krishna. We have to be interested in following the footsteps of Srimati Radharani, because she's the person who satisfies Krishna the most. First we have to understand the mood. Then it will be possible to enter into the intimate service in Vrindavan. But without developing the mood, we will just be a disturbance, an unwanted person, a blind man wandering through a beautiful flower garden, stumping on all the beautiful flowers. Prabhupada Saraswati, he declares that Sukadev, Brahma, Bhishmadev, all the great Mahajans, they cannot understand the mood of Srimati Radharani. Rupa Goswami has described in his Nectar of Instruction that Narad and Sukha, they cannot understand Radha Kunda. They cannot approach. This can only be attained by the direct grace of the residents of Vrindavan, and specifically the intimate maidservants of Srimati Radharani. So those maidservants are very mercifully manifested in this world. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta. They come to this world to give this opportunity, which just was not available. Not for the Puranas, not for the great sages, but simply by the grace of his personalities. Please don't be anxious to rush to the intimate descriptions of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, of their loving affairs. But first try to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of the servants of Srimati Radharani. That deep, compassionate mood. And from that, everything else will become available. Prabhupada would say, first, be qualified and then desire. Chinadapi sunichina, tarodapi sikishnina, mamanina manadena, kirtani hasada. When one develops that deep mood of submission, then he can be absorbed day and night in remembrance of Radha and Krishna, the kirtan of Radha Krishna, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radharani manifested with Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave us the Sikshastika. In 8 slokas, he described everything to be able to come to the platform of pure servant of Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada says the Goswamis and the followers of the Goswamis have written volumes and volumes of books further purporting. The books are purporting this Sikshastika. So, by carefully studying Srila Prabhupada's books, by gaining entrance to the teachings of other acharyas through the grace of his teachings, one will be able to start to understand the real mood. Once the mood is there, we can become Radha Das. So we pray to Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The fact is that this mantra is a prayer to Srimati Radharani. My dear Srimati Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radharani is so much attracted by this name of Hari that she immediately bestows Krishna. When we call out Hari, then she immediately is willing to give Krishna. If that is our desire. But if within our heart, we're saying, my dear Radharani, but if within our heart, we're actually desiring name and fame, recognition, then that's what she'll give through her external form, Maya Devi. Are there any questions or comments? Before what? I didn't say that. I said before we try to understand the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna and imagine that we can enter into those pastimes, first we have to develop a mood. But yes, for any service, the right mood has to be there. But that's the mercy of the acharyas, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he's given service anyway. You do this service, you become purified, associate with the Vaishnavas, and you imbibe the mood. You can't just find the mood floating in the sky. You get the mood by association with Vaishnavas. They have the mood within them. And when you associate with them in the proper way, that mood will reflect into your heart. And it will start to develop there. And then as you develop desire for more intimate service, then by serving more intimate devotees, you'll develop that more intimate mood and you'll be able to enter deeper and deeper into the service of Radha and Krishna in the right mood. Then the service will be acceptable. Lord Chaitanya was disgusted by rasabhas. Rasabhas means when we try to perform a particular activity with the wrong mood, mixing things up. Rasabhas means when a neophyte tries to behave like a greatly advanced devotee. Instead, just a great disturbance. But the very causes mercy of sadhana bhakti is that we can actually start devotional service even though our mood may be just trash. We can start cleaning the temple, we can start attempting to chant the holy names. But we shouldn't just become mechanical, we should try to associate with the Vaishnavas and develop the right mood of service. Even though we've been given the opportunity to start the service, we have to develop the right mood of that service so we can perfect the service and move into deeper, deeper moods of service.